You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and welcome to this very special episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. And during this time, I want to bring back one of my guests from season one, Robert Leet, to talk about exercises you can do at home and how you can really kind of still get fitness benefits and really get the health benefits at home. So Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be back on your podcast again.
So it's a tricky time, isn't it, really, at the moment? Because we're recording this on Monday, the 23rd of March, where, you know, people are talking about social distancing outside and maybe not adhering to it. People haven't been on lockdown just yet, but by the time this goes out on Thursday or Friday, that might be different circumstances. But before we get into all of that, you know, talk about yourself. For the people who haven't listened to season one, episode three or four, whichever one you're on, I can't remember off the top of my head.
I can't
you
know, either.
who are you? Who are you and what are you up to at the moment?
I was a personal trainer in a local gym in Bristol, but obviously current circumstances, that has closed down. But luckily for me, I was sort of doing a little bit of the online stuff already alongside the in-person stuff I was doing. So pivoting and going online has actually been quite easy for me because I had some of the systems in place already. So my focus at the moment now is like offering current clients like Zoom workouts. So I basically, as normal, would do a PT session but streamed over Zoom instead. And then I'm also doing things like live workouts into my closed Facebook group for clients. And I've put out a couple of like freebie ones on social media as well.
So this is why I got you back in. Because you, I can remember last time we spoke, you were doing the online courses, you were doing the PT via Zoom. And actually, you know, you're the first person I thought of when we're talking about this arena, because you're doing it already. You're living and breathing it.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got people at the moment who have just kind of moved out to their office and maybe working from home, or actually they you know, the gym's just closed, like you just said, and they can't work out in a gym. I suppose the main question I've got to you is how can they kind of maximize their time at home but still get some really good benefits from working out? You know, and I bet that's a big question. So don't know where you really want to start with it.
There's a few things that people can do. My biggest piece of advice is try where possible to mimic what you would usually do in the gym with either things that you've got lying around at home or purely bodyweight exercises, or you might have things like resistance bands.
Nice.
If you've got like a set of kettlebells or some dumbbells at home that you bought with the intention to use but haven't actually started using them, anything like that. So I want people to not just because they're at home start doing the sort of like jumping around the room, HIIT intensity type of workouts. Try and mimic as where possible what you'd usually do in your gym routine but at home, so you'll probably have to adapt that to an extent.
Nice. So when you say about mimicking what you do in gym at home, and you mentioned about HIIT, doing that in your home, I can imagine if they're not used to doing a certain particular exercise, they might be at more risk of injury. Am I right in thinking that?
I mean, the thing as well is like a lot of this HIIT stuff is very high impact. So if you have any problems with like your joints, ligaments, tendons, etc., that's going to put those under a tremendous amount of stress. Whereas if when you're in the gym, you usually do relatively low impact, like some like lightweight squats and, you know, like upper body exercises, working on your core, that sort of thing. Don't suddenly start doing exercises at home that involves, you know, doing lots of jumping around, because that's going to put a lot of stress on the joints.
Is there an ideal time to do it if you're exercising at home, or is it the same kind of principles if you're in gym?
So there's a couple of school of thoughts around this. Like Fidel Bohill, he did a live into my group yesterday, and he was saying that doing it first thing in the morning he finds works best for him, and if you're working from home, it's like a good way to get the day off to a sort of productive start. But personally, I'm not very like, I'm not a morning person, so doing it in the morning doesn't work for me. I find I'm best either in the middle of the day or towards the end of the day, like after I finish my working day sort of thing. So it really does depend on your personal preference. But I'd say like put it into your day, structure it as part of your day, and sort of look at what works best for you. If you're a morning person, do it first thing. Otherwise, maybe do it in the middle of the day as a bit of a lunch break almost.
Yeah, I can see that.
From doing some work, or wait until like the evening, you know, do it at the end of the day.
brilliant. And again, I've got so many questions, and you've already said about mimicking your gym workout at home. What if you're used to being on, let's say, the treadmill or a rowing machine or kind of a machine that you haven't got at home? How can you mimic that?
So you could do things like you could buy a skipping rope. You could do skipping because that would still be some form of cardio. You could just like go into your garden and do laps up and down of the garden. And at the moment, the government are still saying that you can exercise outdoors.
Mm.
Just practice social distancing, which not everybody seems to do. Because like I've seen cyclists yesterday that were way too close together. Like people in parks, like too close together. So yeah, you can. At the moment, they are saying you can still exercise outdoors, but be cautious and practice social distancing is the advice regarding that. Okay. I was going to say, otherwise, if you want to stay at home, like just do things like laps up and down your garden. You could do laps up and down the stairs, like, or just get a skipping rope and do some skipping. That would be enough to kind of keep that cardiovascular element.
Cool. And you mentioned about resistance bands earlier on, and
yes,
for the people who obviously listen to this, you can't see this, but Rob lifted up his resistance bands. He's showing it on screen now. Did you have those before this, or did you buy them specially for?
Yeah, I had some of them already, but I went and bought extras. Like, resistance bands is something I use with clients anyway, even when I do have access to a gym, because
sure,
it can be a good substitute for weight sometimes. Like, for example, in the evenings, it's quite busy in a commercial gym, so sometimes I use a resistance band to sort of mimic a move I might have done on a machine. So you can do mm-hmm. things like, if you tie the band around an anchor point, you can do kind of like rowing exercises where you pull the band towards your body. Again, if you have like something above you that you can anchor the band to, you can do like pulling ones. You could kind of like almost pull the band down towards your chest and shoulders. If you hold the band in front of your body with your feet in the band, you can do squats. And that would basically, the band would add resistance. So it would be that little bit harder than just doing a normal bodyweight squat. So a resistance band, if you were going to buy one tool for working out at home, is certainly something that is low cost and very effective.
Brilliant. And if, let's say, if they got resistance bands but they're not sure how to fully use them, you've already gave some really, really good top tips of kind of exercise that they can do.
Yeah.
What else or whatever equipment could they use, which they might have, I don't know, lying around in a house? Is there different objects that they can use or different exercise you can do without any equipment?
Yeah, that they can kind of get started? Even if you're just using your body weight, you can do like what's called tempo. So tempo is like the speed of the movement.
Okay.
So you could do like a squat, but if you did it with like a really slow tempo as you go down to the bottom of a squat, and then mm-hmm. if you pause at the bottom of a squat, you're going to really feel that in your muscles. So although you haven't got any weight, by adjusting the speed of the movement and adding that pause at the bottom, it's going to feel like you're using a bit of weight because you keep that muscle contracted for that little bit longer. It's what we call time under tension.
It's quite interesting you say that, because I listened to a podcast a while ago, and a guy, I think he was a mixed martial artist, and he was working out and figuring out different ways to work out. And he always paused for 5 seconds at the end of every press up, or when he was at the lowest, 5 seconds there. And he could probably do, I think he said about 10 to 20 in one set of those. But then when someone else tried to do it, they could only do one or two because his muscles are under so much tension at that point. And after that podcast, I tried it and I could do two, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was really hard, so I completely get it.
What I've essentially been doing myself is I think of the exercise that I would usually do on a client's program, and then I try and reverse engineer it and come up with, okay, so let's say I only have my body weight. How could I mm-hmm. do this movement? So for example, I was like, okay, a squat's quite easy. I can just do a body weight squat, but how can I make it harder? Okay, so to make an exercise harder, you usually want the muscle to be either more reps mm-hmm. or you could do it for more sets, or you could just as simple as, you know, doing it a little bit slower so you keep that muscle under tension for longer. There's different things you can do. And for the other thing that's quite challenging is it's kind of like rowing movements, which is where you kind of like either you pull something down towards you mm-hmm. or you pull it in towards your body. So I was thinking like, what could I do for row? And then I thought, well, if you do a plank and hold a plank, which is kind of like that push-up position, if you bring your arm like up like that and kind of pull your hand up towards your chest, you're going to squeeze your upper back almost like you're doing a row.
Yeah,
so there's
true.
Little things like that I was like, okay, that's how I could do that. So yeah, it's essentially, it's having a look at your normal gym programming and just having to think about, okay, how could I adapt this so that it can be done at home? That would be my top bit of advice.
Brilliant. And for the people who are in that position, you obviously are offering Zoom sessions for your clients.
Yeah.
If they get stuck and they need a hand, are you available to kind of mimic their, if they give you a set of exercises, would you be able to kind of mimic their body movements to that or body?
Yeah, I mean, if they pop me a message, I could probably, with their programming, I'd be happy to take a quick look over it, and I could probably give them some advice about how they could potentially adapt that.
That's brilliant. Brilliant advice. And if they, and you mentioned your Facebook group that you've got. Do you say it was a closed Facebook group, and how can people get more
So I've got two, actually. So I have a closed Facebook group that is literally just for paying client. And then I have a free one, which is called Free Fat Loss Tips Lean with Leet. So yeah, and then the paid one is where I'm doing like live workouts and putting a load of content for clients and things like that. And then the free one, I'm sort of sharing little bits and tips. And actually, I'm going to start doing a couple of like live workouts in there because it's been requested. So yeah, I am still putting out some content for free and giving some example workouts. Like I even put one on YouTube recently of like a full body weight only routine, which I'll give you the link to.
Yeah, please do. And all of these links I'll put in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you can pop onto it to make it easy for you to kind of download it and watch all of this content. So I suppose I've got two more questions just to ask before we finish it off. Now, obviously, people are forming new habits at the moment and they're adjusting to what's happening outside by working differently and that kind of thing. Do you think this is going to change people's workout patterns kind of going forward, or do you think they'll kind of go back into the same routine that they had before?
I think one change I am going to notice is that online, because people will have seen that online can work and is a viable service, because I've had this before where I've tried to sort of get people in for online and I'm like, oh no, I don't think it works. I need someone in front of me. Whereas what people will have realized from this whole situation that it's totally viable to work with someone who's not in the same room as you.
I agree. Yeah.
So I feel like online fitness programs are going to be big business off the back of this. Home workout kit. Like I'm already noticing on Amazon, if you go online now to try and buy anything related to home workout kit, it's either really low stock or sold out.
Brilliant. So I'm guessing a branded fitness kit from probably Fitness Might.
Yeah, I'm certainly think I might look into getting some of my own resistance bands printed to go with the water bottles. So yeah, I reckon I might look at that. That's something that perhaps I should get in touch with some of our mutual contacts about.
I reckon so. And do you know what, just for the people listening, that was a complete joke on my part, but actually it's there.
You know, if I was selling resistance bands at the moment, I'd probably be doing quite well, I reckon.
I reckon. So thank you very much, Robert, for your time today. I think you've given some really, really useful tips. If people wanted to find out more information about you, about the Facebook, about your free, you know, your downloads that you've got, whether they're free or paid, shout out any links that you want people to check out right now.
So my website, arleet-fitness.com. If you go to the online training section on the menu, that'll tell you the details about the online programs that I'm offering. If you go to the blog, there is an article on there which is about how you can train at home. So it goes through like different types of equipment that you can buy, how to use things that you've got in at home. So something I even forgot to mention is like books. Like if you've got a really heavy book, or if you've got like I know, like a big water bottle that you can fill up, things like that work quite well. So it basically goes through like different pieces of kit you could buy, but then also using things you've got lying around at home.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today. Last question I ask all the guests on who come onto the show is, what would be your final thought? So this will close the show. So if you're going to sum up the whole podcast, your whole ethos, and you want to share one bit of info with people, what would it be?
So with me, like, it's a no BS approach. It's all simple, easy to follow stuff, basically. And I'm not going to make people jump around their living rooms. I'm going to get them to train properly and kind of mimicking what they would normally do in the gym. So I'm not going to make people do all these fancy HIIT workouts.
Ace. Thank you very much, Robert, for your time. And as I say, if you want to check out anything that we've said, check out the show notes or contact Robert himself. Cheers.
Great. Thank you very much for that.